Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The center fielder, Vic Harris. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Reggie Smith. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willie Crawford. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Fairley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Tyson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Denny. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Denny. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting sixth. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mick Kelleher. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rick Rochelle. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Rick Rochelle. And now, play ball. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brock for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Munday takes first base on ball 4. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Munday moves to third. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson fields it and throws to second for the out. Munday scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson misplays the ball. That's an error on Tyson. Madlock moves to second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Madlock moves to third. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Crawford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biedner fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. the Cubs will come to bat. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Kelleher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tyson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Rochelle hits a fly ball into right field. Crawford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ron Fairley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with Rochelle covering, for the out. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tyson hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Tyson reaches second base with a double. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Denny strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher misplays the ball. That's an error on Kelleher. Tyson moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Mitterwald and he is safe. Brock steals second. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cardinal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Madlock reaches second base with a double. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 1 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Vic Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Simmons is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simmons for the out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald takes first base on ball 4. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to second. One out. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitterwald moves to third. Two outs. Rick Rochelle is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Rochelle is 0 for 1 in the game. Rochelle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie Crawford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Crawford is 0 for 1 in the game. Crawford hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fairley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Crawford moves to second. One out. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tyson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Denny is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Denny is 0 for 1 in the game. Denny hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cardinal is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardinal hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock bunts towards the mound. Denny fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardinal moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kelleher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rochelle fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biedner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Biedner is 0 for 2 in the game. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Cubs. Willie Crawford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Crawford takes first base on ball 4. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 0 for 2 in the game. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Kelleher is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelleher hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Brock. Kelleher reaches second base with a double. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denny spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Denny. Kelleher moves to third. Rick Rochel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rochel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rochel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelleher scores. It's 3-1, Cubs. Mike Wallace now pitching. Rick Monday batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Monday takes first base on ball 4. Rochel moves to second. Bill Greif now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Cardenal is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith throws to second for 1, and Tyson throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rochel scores. Cardenal moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Madlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Cardenal. The slide. Simmons applies the tag. Cardenal is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Tyson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Tyson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tyson hits a fly ball into left field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Bill Greif. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Morales. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Darrell Knowles now pitching. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mike Anderson pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Mike Anderson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Richard pinch runs for Mike Anderson. Vic Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 3 in the game. Harris hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Biotner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Richard now playing shortstop. Danny Frisella now pitching. Jerry Morales batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tyson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Smith is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Willie Crawford is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Crawford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Crawford strikes out. Two outs. Hector Cruz pinch hits for Ron Fairley. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kelleher fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.